Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Michael Long, we are glad that you are here. And wow, what a beautiful song. Beautiful. Coming Home by Skylar Gray. And we have a great guest rep for you, and a lot of great guests all tonight. We're starting right now, 5 o'clock Eastern time. So depending where you're at, we'll be having shows all night. So hope you stay with us here. But this 30-minute show, Claudia Granger, psychic medium, channeler, Reiki master, and so much more. Claudia is going to be taking your phone calls here a little bit into the show. So call on in and then press the 1 on your phone to make sure that we see you, that you want to come aboard and ask a question. The number 347-884-8245. Here, and Linnea Starr will be coming up at the bottom of the hour, psychic medium. So we got you covered here on Journey into the Light. So we're glad that you are here, and hope you're having a really great day out there on a Monday. So let's bring Claudia Granger into the show. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you, Michael, for having me again. I'm delighted to be on your show. And what a beautiful song indeed. And it is so fitting because today it's also raining here in beautiful Sedona. And I had a lot of divorce cases lately, all about women who wanted to empower themselves and needed to empower themselves after the shocking experience that their husbands were cheating. And of course, that's not just only that the husbands cheat, but sometimes the wives do too. So this is a time where we really need to let the rain wash away the pain, as it says beautifully in the song. And how can we do that? How can we reinvent ourselves and live an authentic life where we are not dependent on anybody's approval, where we are not dependent on a spouse's approval who might have moved on, but where we truthfully reinvent ourselves to go within and check out what's real? By the way, folks, 2017 is the year of patterns, so this is the best time to look into your patterns, what has always been not working for you and never ever you can have, into from now on I allow myself to attract the one or the other. So good way with the two words, always and never ever, to check into your patterns and then to change them. That's always the best foundation for authenticity to go to the next level. Next year, 2018, we are all forced to look into the mirror quite clearly, not just the people who got recently a divorce or have been cheated upon by their spouses. We will all be forced to look into the mirror and to check what is it what we like, what is it what we do not like about ourselves, about our situation in life and in general. My recommendation there is to find out what is truthfully you, besides that you're always eternal soul, and so always blissfully light. That's your core. But you are also born into the theater play of life circumstances. So the best way to look in a situation which is uncomfortable is to lay out the scenario and say, what positive could it bring for me? What positive could it be for me that I go through this pain right now? Is it a shaking up to realize I had put other people first in my family too long, and now this was a rude awakening that I have to take better care of myself? Is it that I neglected myself, thinking if I make it happy for everybody else, they will make me happy in return, realizing that it doesn't work so well and that I am responsible for my own truth and for my own reality? Yes, it is not ego, but it's a necessity to make yourself happy first, because true happiness comes from within and it doesn't come from outside. So we have to know what makes us happy first, and we need to know what that really is. Most people do not know what makes them happy. If I ask them in my sessions, you know, tell me, what would you love to do right now? Well, I don't know. What would you love to be? Well, I don't know. So it is definitely important to know what you want in this lifetime, to be a responsible and positive co-creator of your reality. Then you are not so dependent on what other people seemingly do to you, and you can get out of the victim role. But there's one small thing I want to mention here as well, and that is making authentic choices. For example, if you have a choice between two jobs and you do not know which one to take because both seem to be enticing. So how can you make a authentic decision here? Well, I love to teach you this little exercise. For example, you close your eyes, you envision three pathways coming out of your heart, like three roadways, like three autobahns. On one, you put the decision of going to the one job. On one, you put the decision on going to the other job. And on the third, you put a question mark. Then you will check whether you can switch lanes, whether you can switch roads. For example, putting the one job on the furthest to the right or in the middle or on the left, or do they want to be stagnant and stay on that path? If they do not want to move at all, then the decision is destined and cannot be really switched. But if you can move them around and make the right road for you, what's right with that particular job or the other particular job, then that is fantastic too, and you have a great choice, and doesn't really matter what the choice is, it's always good and authentic and right for you. But now let's see what's going on these roads. You can say, how am I going to feel on this path, on this road, with this job, 6 months from today, a year from today, 5 years from today? And then check on the other one, too, or the question mark road even. Maybe you will realize that the one or the other road ends abruptly. Or you will see one road is sunshiny and wide, the other has boulders, has a lot of curves, one goes up, one goes down. Let your higher self tell you through the pictures which come up, associations, smells, anything and everything, let these associations give you the authentic answers, because your higher self knows already what's going to happen if you make the one or the other decision. Because it's like looking down from the 14th floor. You can see more and you have a greater overview. So include your higher self in making authentic decisions for you, so that you're always being on the right track and staying on the right path. Okay, Michael, this was a small little tidbit about authenticity and taking responsibility for your own happiness and making authentic decisions. I'm happy to see whether we have any callers, because I am curious what's going on in your life today.
Okay, very good, Claudia. Thank you for that. And yes, we have a lot of callers, so let's see who we can get through here for Claudia. First caller up. Let's go to the state of Virginia. We're going to bring Sheila in. Welcome.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Claudia. Hi, Michael. How are you all?
Very good. Thank you. So what is your question?
Well, since 2013, I've been going through a spiritual awakening after losing my twin soul. And I'm just starting to heal. I did write a book about our story. And I'm just kind of wondering where to go from here. Or if you can get anything from my guides, or you feel anything.
Okay. Yes. I'm getting shivers while I'm tuning in. Your beloved is definitely standing right behind you and is also partially guiding my hands here. Spirit, standing behind you and me as we talk here together, underlines that you are an incredible woman. You're the empress, and your emotions will guide you. Your emotions, your feelings are actually very powerful, and that's why your future book is going to be a powerful tool for A, not to give up hope that people can meet their wonderful other half, so to speak, never to doubt. And the second is, if a transition is like death occurs, that in spirit one is always in oneness, and your partner wants to support this story from the other side very, very strongly, and that you will have everything, and that you will be supported in everything and anything, from the marketing of your book to having enough money to even having another partner. I have to say, you might not think that that's possible because you're so entwined, but we are not just having one particular soul forever and ever throughout eternity. We are having many beloved souls. And I'm supposed to tell you that another family is also waiting for you to have you in their lives too, because you are a blessing and you are not supposed to be by yourself. You are supposed to be a light beacon in some other family and in somebody else's heart as well. I'm getting chills having to say this. Does this resonate you or with you, or do you say, no, never, ever?
No, it resonates with me. I mean, it's been 4 years. I'm still, you know, grieving, but I'm open to the universe in every aspect of my life.
That's fantastic, because that will make your partner's work from the other side so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you outline the book, remember to underline never to doubt that it's possible, and that you know, you were open and you said it, and this openness, that's so necessary for this
yeah.
co-creation of reality, that we can attract our partner.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants, or your spirit here, I cannot see male or female, I'm just feeling a very strong spirit, which gives me an eye wink. Did your partner do eye winks a lot and had a great sense of humor?
Absolutely, yes.
That's what I'm feeling here. And saying chin up, and you deserve the best in life, and with your opening, you know, your heart being open, your mind being open for the new family which is sent to you, that's essential. But hey, kudos to you. You're doing a fabulous job, and you have really the right attitude it takes. Let me see whether something else is coming up. Oh, he says, when a situation arises that new people come to you and they will seek you out, they will also look to you for advice, just do not feel any restraint to let the angels speak to you. Don't be ashamed. Just allow it coming through like channeling, okay? So have confidence that what you're opening up to say is the truth and is okay to say.
Yes,
so have
I have fear about, you know, speak my truth, because so many people don't believe it, and my daughters have a hard time, but, you know, but I have to learn to just speak my truth.
Absolutely, and you're doing great with it, and here we have the confirmation for this, and that you have the support in it, and you will be supported in it. Be authentic. That fits totally nicely with my theme for today, with being authentic, being real, being truthful, because if you are not, it will backslash. So allow yourself to speak your truth. They don't have to like it, but it's still your truth. You own that truth. So kudos to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Do you have another question? Me too. Thank you for calling today, Sheila. And have a great day to Virginia.
Okay, you all have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Sheila. I just want to add to that briefly, is speak your truth. I so talk about that on the show for many years, and I learned that some years ago when my family went through when an F5 tornado went through our neighborhood and through our home, and it was just devastation. And during that time, I was doing the radio kind of only a few shows, and I was doing it with a guy in Canada, Vincent Pace, great medium, and I told him on the show, I said, you know, I hate to be constantly talking about what I'm going through, and he said, Michael, you need to do that. You need to speak your truth, and we're all supposed to do that. Speak your truth. So when I heard you say that, so resonated, and I just want to say that we all need to speak our truth. So...
yes,
very
and
well.
I'm very excited that this came up today. Thank you. Thank you also for sharing your story. So do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Let's go to South Carolina and Brittany. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome,
how
Brittany.
Are y'all? Hi.
Good.
How are you? That's good. I was calling in on behalf of, you know, I'm single now, so I went through something. You know, because I felt like I was being, you know, walked over or whatever from my ex-significant other. And I was wondering, like, you know, what you was getting from this situation, because I just had to, you know, tell him how I was feeling, and he never responded back. So I look at it as if I'm single now.
Okay, I agree with you there. But this shocking experience should not hinder you to find an authentic partner. How you can identify an authentic partner is somebody who is really honest and truthful. And again, anything which is not honest and truthful will fall apart. So my recommendation to you here, do not lose another second thoughts onto this person, because you're feeding this person. You're feeding this person with your energy. And this feeding process can last quite a long process. So cut the energy, maybe make a little ceremony for yourself and say no more from now on, allowing myself only to attract people who support me on all levels and can love me honestly and deeply as I can love them, because you're a very loving person and you do not need to be attracting another of those, excuse my French, suckers.
Yes.
So allow yourself to say, okay, let's do a little manifestation here. How should your ideal 24-48-hour cycle with a partner should be? What should you have in common? What should you like to do together so that it never gets boring? Because even if we sometimes have disharmonies in an argument, if we have something in common, then we can always go back to that what we have in common. For example, my husband and I like hiking and looking for antiquities because he's an archaeologist on our paths here in Sedona, and we see many relics and we love it. So what should you guys have in common so that you can always find a bridge back together even if you're not on good speaking terms? And besides that, again, what would you like to explore with a partner? Where would you like to travel to? How should it be? Daydream. Daydream the new reality into your life, and do not, please, think about twice. So many people hang on to the old, which is not good for you, because they cannot imagine that something better could actually come, and therefore it will never come. For you, it definitely can, because you deserve it and you do not deserve this negativity and cheating energy. So allow yourself to look within yourself authentically and say, what do I really want? And be really specific. Maybe even write it down. And what is a great help for manifesting is to, for example, cut out a picture. Let's say two people walking hand in hand somewhere. And then you write underneath, my wonderful new partner and I, we are so in love, and we walked the beaches of Hawaii, and I didn't know that falling in love can be so beautiful again. Something like this. Use positive wording, how you want to feel when that what is depicted on the picture actually occurs. I can tell you that you will divorce yourself from this person. Whether you were married or not married, you will energetically divorce yourself from this person by latest May, 4 months from now.
Yeah, but I consider myself single because we didn't talk at any after
right.
I spoke my mind. You know, he didn't say
right.
nothing else and I didn't say nothing else. So I figured that he moved on and now I'm moving forward. So
good.
I just feel like...
Good, but divorcing, I mean, you know, married or not married, when I'm talking about divorcing the energy, that means like really letting it go, to really cut yourself off of it so that you're not having any lingering pains there. Yeah, and I can see here already that you are going to have somebody in the waiting loop for you to come into your life. Around the April-May area. But first you need to know what exactly you want, that in the law of resonance you can attract it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay. Do we have another?
Yes.
Call?
We can. Yes. Let's take Pennsylvania and Mandy. Welcome.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
Very good. It's rainy here and gray, but, you know, sun shining in the heart.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me if my son, the baby's father, if you see him facing any legal problems as far as going to jail.
facing legal problems, yes, going to jail, he might get probation. There is
now,
a win-win.
Now, he's already on, and not to interrupt you, but he's already on that, to be honest with you.
On the probation, okay. I think he will stay on probation. I'm not getting that he is going to jail, so let me see. In the next 6 months, no. Well, if you ask me whether he ever will go to jail again, yes. If you ask me anytime soon, soon, not that soon.
Okay, I think you said, I'm sorry, my phone went out, that he will be going to jail. You said yes, but not in the next 6 months?
Not so soon, yes. Long
okay.
term, yes. It seems like he cannot help himself. But not so soon. The problem is he really doesn't want to work on his issues, and that is a really big problem.
Okay.
And when he doesn't want to change, you know, it's different when somebody says, I want to change, help me. What can we do?
Right.
I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing here that there's the willingness to change is not as big as it maybe is portrayed. So, and you said it is your son?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's 3
okay.
months old. So you can,
okay.
you know, can only imagine the concern that I have for that.
Right.
About this.
Well, the only thing you can ask or work with him is from mind to mind and soul to soul, and not necessarily in arguments, but working again with the soul energy by closing your eyes, calling him and his face in front of you, and ask, what would you need to be on a steadfast path? What would you need to go to the next level and better yourself? He might surprise you from the soul talk with an actual answer, what he really needs to let it all go. And then you might make a suggestion and he might say yes to your suggestions. That's the only energy and moral support you can do for him. So that, and also working with frequencies of color and prayer. Prayer oftentimes helps too. But if he doesn't get assistance to straighten out himself inside himself, the outside
uh-huh.
will not get better either. So he needs inner working and inner help. And you can only do that, you know, when you would talk with him, like, face-to-face, person-to-person, I don't think his listening is so acute there. So the inner talking from soul to soul, eyes closed, calling him, might do more that you authentically get what he needs to really move to the next level and to be authentic with it from then on. Does that
okay,
make sense, how I describe it?
In some ways, I don't think fully I'm with you, but probably about 75% I am.
Okay. We got to leave it there because we're out of time. Sorry
all
about
right.
that. But
all the best wishes to you and to your child and to
okay.
him, God's blessing.
Alrighty. Thanks, Claudia, for another great show. We'll see you back next Monday.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody, call back in. Linnea Starr will be joining us, taking your phone calls. So just hang up, call right back in. We'll start the show in less than 60 seconds. Thank you.